Hello guys, the Wrestling Radio by Arnav Chakravarti, and we are gonna starting a new episode. It's episode 13, and we are talking about Drew McIntyre tested positive for COVID-19 because in Monday Night Raw, WWE has advertised on USA Network, and if you're watching on India, then you can watch 10 sports like 10-1 and 10-3. It's availability. It was said that Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton in a non-sanctioned match. You can just say that I'm so sorry for that. Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton in a non-title match. But it was officially confirmed. But there are some bad news came up on found there. But if you talk about the Drew McIntyre's immunity and his body, his strength is mentally prepared, his immunity will beat COVID forever. So that's the thing is, and because recently this match was officially confirmed that Drew McIntyre is not going to be relinquishing his title, because if relinquishing his title, Drew McIntyre will get some will get a huge opponent, because recently Goldberg challenged Drew McIntyre, and Drew McIntyre accepts the challenge for WWE Championships. Because everybody was reacting about the pics that were recently leaked that Goldberg was a WWE Championship, was crowned, blah blah blah. Drew McIntyre was very angry. Drew McIntyre didn't want to lose his opportunity. That there are some reasons we should like it. Let's see what happens. WWE Champion Drew McIntyre tested positive for COVID-19. Drew McIntyre has tested positive for COVID-19 and has been placed in quarantine. The WWE Champion entered quarantine and was not a part of the latest Raw episode. McIntyre, who was set to face off against Randy Orton in the main event of the show, sent a pre-recorded message to his friends. It is unknown if McIntyre will appear remotely on the show, as has been done with other superstars who have been forced to quarantine during the global pandemic, because global pandemic was not over. So it's everything right, so you should take care again, because if you're thinking that COVID is absolutely done it, but COVID was not done it. You could just say that COVID-20 is coming on this year, but I don't know, but will be coming or not. Will COVID-19 is gonna removing by coming on vaccine? Everybody was waiting for the vaccine, for the injection, for the medicine for curing of COVID-19, because this was absolutely disaster like that. Okay, let's see. WWE has posted Twitter that I am one of the fortunate ones with no symptoms, but I assure you, COVID should not be taken lightly. But this is absolutely good. WWE has given a wonderful and peaceful message like that. COVID is not taken lightly. If McIntyre does undergo a 2-week quarantine, it would effectively mean that the Scotsman would not appear on Raw in person before Royal Rumble, which will be held on January 31st. Despite multiple reported COVID-19 outbreaks that have impacted talent availability, WWE has continued to roll on the show. Earlier, the company had issued a statement which read, WWE will continue COVID-19 testing of its talent, production crew and employees in advance of TV productions for the foreseeable future. All tapings will go ahead as scheduled, with testing beforehand, and those that have already tested positive will now isolate. All episodes are now being held at the state of the art set, WWE Thunder Dome. It has video boards, pyrotechnics, lasers, cutting edge graphics and drone cameras that will take WWE fans viewing experience to an unprecedented level. WWE Thunderdome will virtually bring fans into the arena via live video on massive LED LED boards for every Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and WWE pay-per-view event because WWE Thunderdome will be here if COVID-19 doesn't go away everything, because it was absolutely says that Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg, this match was absolutely what you can just say that I can just say about the main thing is it's absolutely confirmed, and everybody wants to watch this show, Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg, without any kind of a criticism that who want to face a match with Goldberg, and you have your dream that you want to face Goldberg as a dream opponent, because Goldberg deserves a legend. But you can just say that Drew McIntyre reports that recent says that Goldberg versus Drew McIntyre match, it's like you're fighting with a dead mate. But you can just say that this match was absolutely awesome, but you can just say you can't take lightly of the coronavirus, because if you have a good and perfect immunity, then these symptoms is not going to be working as a long time things, because everybody says that coronavirus was getting ended. It takes a lot of things, but I can just say about that some persons are dead because of COVID-19, because it was absolutely real. It's not gonna be taking lightly. So that's the main thing, and this is the short things. But what would you say? And something, a huge disappointment, like that the WWE confirmed in the hours leading up to Raw and that Drew McIntyre tested positive for COVID-19. The WWE Champion's scheduled match was taken on the card, and the promotion got down towards altering the creative plans for the episode. Drew McIntyre, though, did appear on Raw to address the fans in a video segment. McIntyre stated that he was in quarantine and has a showcase no COVID-19 symptoms. However, that may not be the case. But I can just say about few words that Drew McIntyre will be get well soon, because everything is not going to be cool like that. He says that mild symptoms, actually I know what he said, but it's mild symptoms. My impression of McIntyre is that he has been pretty safe as far as not going anywhere, and as far as how he got it, you know, shit happens and you can go to a grocery store and get it. Yeah, he's absolutely right. I agree with these words. Dave Meltzer added that Drew McIntyre tested positive on Sunday, and the belief was he was not positive for COVID-19 during the week's Legends Night edition of Raw. The reigning WWE Champion was close to Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart, and he also had an in-ring segment with Goldberg on the previous Raw episode. You don't know anything about being WWE Champion, do you, Billy? Drew McIntyre accepts Goldberg's challenge for a match in Royal Rumble. Yes, there is apparently no concern about the veteran safety mentioned above, as Drew McIntyre didn't have COVID-19 last week. Drew McIntyre was tested along with the superstars that were scheduled to be on TV this week, which happens one day before the shows. Oh no. He tested positive, I believe, yesterday, because everyone has got to get tested the day before the show. Before every television, everybody who is on the television has got to test, and he tested positive on. So that would probably be Sunday. So the belief is that he did not have it last Monday, because if he had it last Monday, that would not be good, because he was right next to Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart. Jimmy Hart is in his 70s and Hulk is in his late 60s. And obviously he was all over Bill, headbutting him and all that. So those guys are not in. The belief is that they are not in any jeopardy or anything to worry about them. You know, you never know 100%. I think he's right talking about it. It was absolutely right. But this, what I say and pray to God that Drew McIntyre will be okay and came for fight and start his show against his own terms, and nobody could disturb him as his career. And or should you say that it's a thing? But have you heard that Roman Reigns was fighting a match with Adam Pearce? I never saw that who is Adam Pearce, but I saw on the wrestling industry that he's on ROH, he's on Impact Wrestling, and he's a lightweight champion, but he doesn't deserve a title because look at his age, but he's not see a single one aggressiveness. But WWE is not gonna using he is in the right way, but if WWE using Adam Pearce in the right way, then you can just say about that, I can do it for wrestling. But you're facing a match against a big dog, or you can just say the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Or you can just say if you faced Drew McIntyre. Or you can just say again, you faced Goldberg. You can just say, my opinion was absolutely right, that Adam Pearce will be getting lost so many matches in WWE. Because you can just say, it's a scripting, win or loss. Or you don't have any kind of strength to beat Roman Reigns. So I'm telling about that if you wanna do, then you should do whatever you mean to do. Okay, so that's the ending because it's a very small thing, but I can just say about that. Small things, but make things a better difference like that. Okay. If you wanna listen, if you want to listen to my podcast, then go to Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher and many more. Join this podcast. And one second, we have to tell something that my podcast was recently available from Bullhorn subscribers, because if you have any Bullhorn and if you're listening to the Bullhorn, and that you will getting my podcast, everything. Okay, so take care, bye bye. And see you in the next episode. Take care, bye-bye. Wrestling Radio by Arnav Chakravarti, co-sponsored by Anchor.